lace-up boots, and faded jeans. A homemade sandwich, a half a jug of tea. Average Joe, average pay. Same old end, same old day, but there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Nerves are done now.
They're never really there. Sometimes a little bit, but, you know.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for making the time to jump on the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No, and excited. Yeah, you know about us, I guess, through Braden, right now?
Yeah. He's actually subbing off me. So he had mentioned this.
Yeah.
And I was actually going to come with him, but then he had to cancel because he had like an eye infection or something.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
And then he just went on a Saturday, and I was like, all right, fine. No, it's cool, though.
Oh, you mean you were going to come with him when he did his, when he mm-hmm. came along? Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, because he did postpone.
And he asked you if he could bring someone or whatever.
Yeah, and
right?
I said, totally. I said, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then he just rescheduled, and then we got him in here, but then I guess you couldn't fit at the same time, and then we got connected through Instagram, and that's how you're here, basically.
Yeah, because after I started checking you out, and I was like, fuck, this is awesome.
Thanks, man.
You know what I mean? When do you get to see that? Like, I don't see this, usually. Although I'm not, talking about construction. And
other than on site.
Yeah.
But nobody's really sitting down and talking about site. Like, talking about...
Nah, mainly just bitching, right?
But the bitching leads to something if it's productive bitching.
Yeah.
Basically.
Lack of, though, because I don't like to take breaks. I'm a bit of a...
workaholic?
Yeah, but people like it because I pay you for the whole day. I don't take half hour, whatever. I used to, and that just led to me and everyone essentially losing money.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because, fuck, half an hour turns into 2 hours some days.
Lunch is here, end of the day is here, and you're like...
And after lunch, everyone knows you just plummet.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Your motivation gets
especially
low.
If you're not eating good food. You're ordering Uber
coffee
or whatever
truck
it is. Yeah, coffee truck, shit like that, right?
Yeah.
How many years you been in it?
I started my business 2015, so I would say 2 years prior to that, maybe a year and a bit.
What's the path that you took? You from high school right into it?
No, so I wanted to be an electrician for some reason.
Okay.
So, mind you, it took me 7 years to graduate high school. But when I finally did, I was like, I want to do electrical. So I went back to school. I needed 2 random courses to be able to start my apprenticeship, right?
Okay.
I forget what they were, like some weird.
Just to get your credits, that's it.
Yeah, you needed these certain credits.
There was no way to get around it. You couldn't get
Here's the thing. So at the time, I knew people that were pretty high up in Hydro One.
Okay.
But long story short, they don't want first year apprentice. They want second year everywhere and everything. So I'm like, how the fuck do you get from 1 to 2? You know what I mean? Someone's got to give you a chance.
Yeah.
So then that just kind of ended because I was like, whatever, I need to work. Like, I can't. So I started just laboring and this and that. And I ended up laboring for some dude up in Muskoka doing customs, like start to finish. But I mean, I had no idea what I was doing.
You were there the whole time laboring from the beginning of a build to the end of the build?
Yeah.
So a lot of sweeping.
Yeah. And at one point, and this is a true story, they asked me to go find the wood stretcher, right?
I think everybody does that. Except I've never done it.
The level bubble refill and all that shit?
bubble refill? Yeah. I haven't heard that one.
So anyways, I'm in the guy's trailer fucking on my phone. Googling wood stretcher. And I'm in there for like 5 minutes. And finally, I just come out. I'm like, dude.
What came up when you Googled it?
Objects. But I'm like,
actual mechanical pieces of something?
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, I can't find this. And they all start laughing or whatever. And like, doesn't exist. Just like the Skyhook and all that stuff, right? But like, anyways, that's how I started. And then I didn't last long there. And I just, every guy that I switched to, I started, you know, doing laboring, but I stayed in the wood industry kind of like went from that to strictly framing, but I'd always add a dollar on my wage. Like, oh, what'd you make the last guy? Well, I made 18. So I made 19 and then I started making 19. And then I met a guy named Nick, precision carpentry. Yeah. And he basically taught me everything I needed to know. Worked for him for 2 years. And then I met a guy. He actually used to sell me weed. I don't know if I can say that or not. I've
told you could say that.
He was a framer, but he was 49 at the time, and I was probably 28.
Okay.
Been framing for 25 years, so I'm like, shit, I can go on my own. We'll partner up. He didn't have a license. Tells you the kind of guy he was. And I had a license. He had all the tools. So we partner up, and after 3 fucking months, dude, I was like, I don't even need this guy. I just don't.
He wasn't carrying his share?
No, and I figured whatever I didn't know, Hugh should know.
Yeah, but he didn't?
He did, but he just, like, dude, it would take him 3-4 days to build 3 high walls on a subdivision house.
What was the delay? What was taking him so long that he had to?
Probably the joints.
That's it? He was just in a zone?
Yeah, and, like, just became useless to me, and I'm like, fuck.
So after 3 months, you parted?
Yeah, but before that, I hired a buddy of mine to work with us. We split his wage.
Okay.
And then, so my plan was, you know, we'll split his wage till it's time, till he knows enough, because he didn't know anything at the time when he came. He was laboring for us.
Okay.
So build a bit of knowledge, half on his dime.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then split.
Yeah.
So there was a time frame where we were supposed to do it, but it ended earlier because, like, I was just like, whatever, man. After this house, like, we're done. And he tried to put a bad name into the contractor and everything, like, because he didn't get another house. He was toast. He already had a shit name, which I found out.
But did he realize that he wasn't carrying his...
No.
He didn't realize that?
No.
He thought he was like, I'm justified.
Yeah, like, he's doing good. Everything's good. And we used to bicker because, you know, you got to split. Here's the pays. But I would literally go to pick him up. If he didn't come out 5 minutes, I'd leave. And then at the end of the house, I'd work the hours out and take my portion of that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then nails splitting and, like, oh, it was rough.
Let me share the information here, Chris. Ren with a W, WREN _ contracting on IG. You can find him. His email is renenergy, WRENNERGY @gmail.com. And his phone number is 705-985-9736. Quick shout out to M&J. I'm wearing their t-shirt today. I think you probably noticed that I'm always trying to wear somebody else's t-shirt. I might start dipping into the caps because the caps have been packing up, right? So
I should have brought something.
Oh, dude, next time I see you, or I'll come up to you, man. I love visiting the job sites, right? So we'll figure it out.
I guess I just never needed to leave anything for you to remember me. You know what I mean?
But you're building things. That's what you're doing.
No, I know.
Everything you build is being left behind.
I've been kind of babied in the industry, really, because I've been mainly subdivision, right? So you don't got to worry about nothing. You just show up.
As long as you show up.
You piecework.
You work.
There's a machine, lumber, everything's there for you.
Do you love it?
I do love it. I've loved
you
it.
You even love it that, I, for lack of a better word, is the bottom of the barrel kind of thing? Price wise,
yeah. Well, I'm learning that now.
Picking it up now.
Whoa, fuck! Been a rough year, for subdivision
because everything's halted.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I've loved it. Every day I get up, I don't go to work. I just enjoy it.
Do you read body language of your boss, getting the sense that shit's gonna slow down? Like, he's refusing to tell you shit's gonna slow down, but you can read it in his body language.
No, because you don't see him.
He doesn't even show up?
No, like...
It's just text communication, phone calls, and shit like that. That's
it. Yeah, and then we deal with the foremen and stuff, which I'm totally cool with because Adam, shout out to Kingsview, greatest guy, super nice, has fucking saved my ass multiple times. But, yeah, he said it's slowing down, but I always figured I was one of the top, you know...
You'll be busy.
10 guys, because I never was not busy. Even on slow times... A lot of crews would be sitting at home, and I wasn't. He'd always find something for me. I'd go do hourly work even. And then just before last Christmas, he sent me to Peterborough to do a house because there was nothing around the area. So I'm like, I'll take it because...
It's a day.
You know what I mean? But I'm driving 2.5 hours one way, so I'm really only working maybe 5 hours a day, driving four...
Driving as much as you're working.
Yeah. So I did that for one house and then dead. So I'm panicking at this point because I don't know anything else. I don't know how to do shit. You know what I mean?
There's always other opportunities, man.
Well, I had to build. I figured that out the hard way, I guess, because I wasn't prepared. I started. Next thing I know, I'm on these sites on Marketplace, and I'm trying. So then now that I've dived into all that, now I know about the private jobs. I have GCs that I work for.
They're reaching out.
Because I built the reputation with them now over the past year. So now I have both.
And so, it's keeping you busy enough.
Well, now Subdivision kicked back in. At 150 houses in Alliston. But we're like 50% there now, so that's another conversation I have to have.
So you're going to finish that when? January, February?
Yesterday I was told we might have maybe, because of the pace that we go, which is pretty good, I might have two more houses on the site, which is like 30 days.
That's pretty fast.
Right? So that's the conversation I'm going to have next week is, what's next? Do you have more sites coming up? Like, are we getting busy again? And then start going on these GC deals and private work, right?
That's not slowing down?
No. It's, for me, personally, this past year, it's never been like a fast thing at all anyways, but there's been some work.
What do you think, when your name's getting passed around, what do you think the GCs on the private work are saying about you when they go, listen, give Chris a call?
Fucking, I'm awesome, probably.
That's what the resilient, yeah.
At
for
one
sure.
point, I talked to a random GC online, and he's like, "Oh, I've been hearing about a guy named. They've been calling him Scarborough Chris," and I'm like, "Is that me?
You're the only Scarborough Chris?
Must be." I don't know. It's just weird to hear that because of recently, the last three projects I've done were in Scarborough.
So you get the Peterborough. You're going to be Peterborough Chris. What's going on? I don't understand. No, Scarborough Chris, though.
I don't know whether it was me or not. I took it. I'm like, could be me. I didn't claim that it was me, but I was like,
sure. I heard you're looking for me.
Yeah.
What do you got? Sure. All right. Cool. I'll take it.
I mean, I'm a people pleaser. Like,
but then you
not?
Show up on site and you do the job, and they have no right. questions. They're like, shit. Here's the stack of wood.
Yeah.
Here's the hole.
And it's a whole new ball game. Like, things that I never dealt with. Like, even for instance, you get the plan on a private job or with a GC. I got to find out the actual RSOs. Oh, the shit. On Subdivision, you get the plants, all the window sizes are wrote out, 2x8 headers, you know, porch beams are this, brick box
this. Why are
this.
The private not doing that for you? That's their job.
I just get the plan, and when I get to the window, I put it where it goes. And there's a lot more freedom, I find, too. Like, hey, I got to move this window like 3 inches. This just works better here. Like, yeah, no problem.
So, just do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Why do you got to move it 3 inches? Why? What's going on?
Well, I don't know, say this foundation was a different size and I want it, you know, you got to make sure your kitchen, everything works in the kitchen. Maybe it was too close to a door or a wall. I just move it a bit. If I have to, it doesn't happen a lot, but you always got to make sure you got 3 inches for trim, right?
You get to see the client pass by when you start framing?
The
actual homeowner.
They're there every day. Bringing
they're there
sandwiches
every day. Because that's the one stage that they start seeing the shape of the house, right?
Well, the one was an addition. They built like a whole second house.
Okay.
Attached to
their
house.
They went that big, huh?
Yeah, right on the corner too. It was like, it was maybe 1,300 square foot addition, but.
Foundation, like a concrete foundation finish?
Full separate house, like 2-story, hand cut roof.
No engineer trusses nothing at all?
No, which is also slightly new to me. I mean, I know how to hand cut. I do it all the time, porches, shit like that.
Yeah.
But this was a full roof, so I lost a bit of hours at night sleeping.
Trying to figure it out.
And I nailed it exactly how I thought I would. So I caught myself short a little bit here and there, but you just got it. I'm a doer. Some of these guys, is cool, but they're calculators. They pre-know their hip sizes and like, me, I just get up there, string a line, visualize it, and just put it together.
Build the future you dream of with Generation Construction. Your home is where life happens, where your style shines, and where your future begins. Whether it's your first home, a space for growing family, or a place all your own, you need a builder who understands your vision and brings it to life. At Generation Construction, they ensure your home is everything you've imagined. Greg, the visionary behind Generation Construction, knows that today's homeowners, they want more than just walls. They want a space that reflects who they are At Generation Construction, they don't just build houses, they craft homes that are uniquely yours. With a reputation for excellence, trust, and a commitment to working with the best, Generation Construction offers a seamless, stress-free experience that ensures your home stands strong for years to come. Contact Generation Construction today at 705-961-5562 in the Muskoka area and 647-381-0361 in the Greater Toronto area, or visit them at www.generationconstructionltd.com. For inquiries, email Greg at greg@generationconstructionltd.com. Let's build your dream project together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Do you like working in the winter?
Do you?
No.
Me neither, but...
Some guys do.
I mean, we'll work. It's better than rain. I don't work in the rain.
That's true. Very much.
Winter's okay. Minus 30 and up. If it's too bad, the guys can't handle it. We just fucking go home.
Yeah, just go home. But if it's decent, you can. As long as you get moving, you get warmed up.
I hate the hour and a half in the morning shoveling on the when on you my get dime, dumped right? on.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Right,
you're so. Always being cautious of a wet plywood and slipping.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiny bit.
That we need to be more of. I'm not, like, safety's not really my thing.
Why not? Stay close to the mic. Why not?
Well, it is when they tell me to do it, but, like, I've always found the rope to be dangerous.
I was just having this conversation yesterday with somebody else, a designer, and he agrees. Like, there's times that it actually puts you in a bad spot.
You're always tripping on it, stepping on it, and it just rolls, right? Like,
yeah, you're losing your footing.
Especially. I trust myself and what I can do. If I'm not comfortable with it, then we figure something out. We put chicken board or whatever, right?
But if you got other guys beside you working away, and they're insisting that you strap up.
They would never.
They would never do it?
But they would never say that. You. The foremans and the site supers. And,
they bring it up.
Right. Like the other day. Ministry showed up on site within like 30 seconds. We all know, right? So typically you just go home if they're on site. But they didn't bug us. They were there for the bricklayers, I guess. I'm not sure why.
What were the brickies doing that was wrong? Scaffolding? No pins?
Maybe. I always watched like...
But you guys are on the roof?
I was on the roof at the time.
And they didn't say anything?
No. Well, we keep our... We put... You know, we do the minimal, per se. Like, put your... pieces across the windows if it's not whatever 40 inches up and all that. We do it all, try to do the railings on the stairs, ramp in the house, so when they drive by it looks good. All that's good. It's just basically the rope thing, and if I could throw my fucking hard hat in the garbage, I would.
You don't want to wear it?
Hate it.
What if something drops?
True. It's happened, not that way, but you bump your head and you're like, fuck, probably should have my
hard on hat. Your head or on the lid?
On my head.
On a head.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Oh, yeah. And I'm bald, so there's no... There's no
listen, hair doesn't really protect it all that much. It just hides it. Yeah. It hides the bump or the scar or true. The blood, right? That's true. All it does.
Yeah. I just figure it's straight to the wood. Wood on wood.
Did you... Forgive me, but did you... Were you the one that was saying that you worked with Chris? Or not Chris, with Mike?
No. Braden, but, yeah, I think, did...
Yeah, no, he did, but you weren't on that. No, so somebody else that I was
my buddies to. Were, I know, my couple of guys I know knew him.
Got it.
And when that happened, it was a huge blitz. That was a Kingsview site. So immediately everyone's doing their fall arrest updates. Like, it's just like a blitz through the sad, man. Fuck.
There was no, I'm sure that wasn't the first time that he was doing the work on a flat 2x6, right? It's probably common that he was doing, or most framers are doing it that way. Like, I've seen it. Trust me. I've even done it myself. You walk the plank, basically. You're walking a plank.
Yeah, we do it.
You just take the faith in the lumber. That's all it is.
Yeah, but typically you put a post in the middle. But in the garage is a tough situation. Like, you don't... I've never...
You never think it's going
to
snap.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not big on scaffolds either. I try to get it done fast enough that they don't bitch at me to put scaffolds in. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just time wasted, in my opinion. I'm paying guys to do this shit. But at the same time, I'd rather prevent something. And yeah. I am cautious. Like, if I see somebody up there running on the wall or, like, doing something I think sketchy, I let them know, like, hey, be careful. Like,
but do you think that there's guys out there that have different versions or levels of sketchiness?
For sure.
Well, one guy is like, listen, man, I fucking parkour on the weekend or some shit like that. Yeah. Don't worry, I can do this. But I mean, that doesn't mean that you might misstep, man. Just
there's definitely different versions in that. And we were talking about this on site the other day. It's because, especially for the younger guys, they haven't had enough heart attacks yet, enough scary moments. You know what I mean? To realize that, hey, you should probably,
that could have been worse.
Think about your next step. Because every step, especially in framing, could be a bad one, especially when on the roof. Like, we're walking on an inch and a half, not even 3/8 plywood on a 12-12.
I let it get wet, it'll become half. Fuck. I know it's bad.
Yeah.
Why is it though? Like, I get the sense that if you had you had a team and you're choosing players, and you had a player that's like, everybody wants to be a framer.
Yeah.
Why does everybody want to be a framer? Why is the framing trade such an attractive trade for people?
I don't know that it is.
You don't think it is? I think it is.
I mean,
I think the actual action of building a structure from paper, you guys are the first one outside of the concrete, because the concrete shapes things, but it's buried. So right. You don't visualize it. You guys are the first one that start to create a visualization from a piece of paper.
And I do say that a lot. Like, all the trades rely on us. Without the frame, you don't have a job.
You're not, after that, no other trade is doing their job without yours, done correctly.
But I just assume most people like the easy route. So, not to say it's easy, but like, cleaner, electrical. I was going to say, like,
they love the framing until winter comes.
Right. Yeah. I love it. I mean, for that reason. And I was always, and for a long time, I kept it in my head. And I still do. Like, we're technically maybe building people's dreams. How long they saved up for this down payment. I mean, nowadays, to buy a house, you already need to have owned three to fucking have a down payment to even get one. Pretty much. Right? But yeah. Before, I'm like, you know, maybe they saved up 15 years for this $40,000 down payment. I want to do the best that I can. But then along the line, you start realizing that no one else is doing the best that they can.
So, and what does that tell you?
Taking your work.
So you're losing jobs for undercutting, and they're doing a shit job. And then that's the reflection of the industry that people see.
Yeah, like, there's some terrible fucking framing out there.
Do you speak up? Do you see them? Like, are you talking about people that you see online, or see people
on site? You see, like, shit work being done, but, like,
why don't they care? They're not getting paid enough, they think?
Probably.
So it becomes, like, really low fucking bid. Whose fault is that?
We don't do the bidding, though.
I know. Whose fault is that, though?
Maybe the contractor. But at the same time, especially right now, you don't bid low, you don't get the site.
That's true.
It's fucking dog-eat-dog right now. Like, it's, people are sitting at home, like, starving.
Do you think that some contractors are bidding low, but they're questioning your rate even lower? You know what I mean by that?
Maybe, but I don't think Adam's like that.
No, but the ones that are becoming shady, because everybody, there's a whole hierarchy. Yep. Everybody's got to keep fucking working and keep feeding mouths, right?
Yep.
So at the top of the food chain regarding construction is the foreman, is the contractor, is the guy who's actually running the business, and he needs all the workers, right? Yep. But is he saying, here's the price, it's fucking low, I'm going to get this job, but now he's taking a hit, so now he's going to come back to you guys who are doing the work. You need to go lower than what I'm expecting you to go, because I need to make a little bit more off the loss that I took to get the job. It's not fair. I think that's what's going on.
And that's why private work is key. But it's few and far between for me right now. You know what I mean? Subdivisions are my bread and butter. It's what pays the bills, typically, before this year.
So let me ask you, that guy that was selling the weed and doing all the weed and shit like that, if he was desperate one day, 1 week, 1 month or whatever, and he needed to fucking get weed, you don't think he'll find a way to get weed?
Probably, for sure.
So if you're a tradesperson and there's no work going on and you're desperate to get work, find work.
That's what happened.
Will you find work?
Yeah, I did. But yeah, no, I did. I don't know whether it's greed or not to want more and more and more, but because right now I'm in the midst of separating to two crews.
It was a big step for you guys, man. I at any given time when it comes to framing.
Because now, next week, I got to start a custom. in Unionville. But I'm not losing my spot in subdivision, right? No. So
you got to split a crew.
Yeah.
To keep the contractors happy.
Yeah, and to get this one done and keep the GC happy, which I want to because I appreciate these guys, like, you know, because it's been a rough year. I'm fucking
Will they replace everything. You just as easy?
Who?
The contractors. If you can't fulfill all the jobs that you're trying to take on.
Probably, but I would. No, I don't know. Maybe not. My prices are pretty good.
You low, medium, high? Comparable? I'm sure you guys talk. No.
I've heard from, you know, typical quotes for GTA is around like 30 a square foot. And I'm max 20.
Really?
Like I'm 15 to 17, and then I also quote the roof as a separate square footage.
So are you profitable for the future, or are you profitable just for now?
For the future, for sure.
Yeah? At 20?
I'm happy, yeah.
Yeah. You don't have much overhead?
Well, yeah, I got tons of bills, but...
Are you buying new tools every single week?
No. I keep my tools. I've had the same gun for probably 6 years.
I think any tradesperson right now, I think any tradesperson for the last 2-3 years that has been spending a shitload of money of tools just to look good is stupid.
I call them IKEA framers.
That's a good one. I like that.
Especially like, because I met some of
these. It's a waste of money.
Yeah, dude. Like,
keep your accessories. Make sure your fucking, your accessories, your blades and all the shit.
Always.
Keep that shit as valuable as possible. Make sure you got that up to date.
Blades, nails, tools, shit like that.
Fucking last.
Yeah.
They last, okay?
DeWalt, man. That's all I run. And you drop worm drives off the roof and shit. I still have the same ones. I mean, I can't set the blade anymore, but... We don't need to do that.
You can get a new blade for that. That's an accessory component, I think, right?
I don't need to do that anyways. I'm not the guy that sets the bevel.
Just get some spray paint, a color, and just mark it and go, listen, that plate is not set. You can't do it. That just cuts, period.
Hey, it makes you a better framer if you don't rely on the tool. I don't. Give me a bevel. I'll take it. If it's not steep enough, I'll say make it steeper on the next one. I'll still use it.
You'll make it work.
Yeah, just slide it off the mark a bit. Whatever. The WSIB states rough carpentry. So as long as it's good and clean, like clean enough for me, which is, I feel like cleaner than a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But it does the trick. It's getting covered up by drywall, shingles, whatever.
What's the nail gun you're using?
I got a Metabo battery power that I like to for my personal one. And then I run like usually... Hitachi, pass load.
The Hitachi or Air?
Yeah. Recently, a buddy of mine came back to work for me, and he brought a DeWalt air gun, which skeptical on DeWalt nail guns because their battery one's fucking terrible. Yeah. I don't know about the new one, but anyways, this thing fucking fires like crazy, like a pass load would. Like, quick.
I remember the DeWalt Air ones, when they first came out, they were heavy as fuck, man. No,
this one's badass.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Somebody modify it or what?
Nope.
Like Dominic Toretto kind of Fast and Furious changed that shit or something.
It's just fucking.
It's a pig. That's what I thought it was, man.
It looks
bulky, like huge.
No, it looks like a pass load. This one, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
What is it? Straight? It's a straight clip or coil?
No, clip. Yeah, strip nail.
Really?
Fucking dials, dude. I don't even take any. We just use his gun now.
It must be a new or second gen or third gen.
Probably.
Because the first gen, when I first saw it, because they were attached to Bustage, and all of a sudden they started basically revamping that. And I pulled it out and I looked at it and I was going, this is horrendous looking and bulky.
Just
heavy.
Like their battery one was terrible. Like
terrible.
2 minutes a nail. Like needed a second to charge. Like
it's the little DeWalt mouse that's inside that has to get some energy to fucking get the power.
I don't know what they're fucking doing there, but the Metabo one is great. Used to do pass load, but I got tired of buying fuel cells.
They start adding up.
Yeah. And love it, though. Quick shooting gun. But the Metabo is just as quick. Not too heavy. Fuck Milwaukee all day. Not dealing with that.
On any of theirs?
Nothing.
Like the saws?
No. Everything's heavy, weighted wrong, in my opinion.
Does Milwaukee have a worm drive?
Yeah. Super heavy, weighted junk.
Milwaukee just...
People like it. I mean, you're either red or yellow, I guess.
Stick in your wheelhouse. Milwaukee's...
Drills.
Plumbers, electricians, yeah, HVAC. Yeah,
exactly.
Stick in your fucking wheelhouse. Maybe the occasional concrete blaster, but then that battery box thing that they have on the top thing. You ever seen that? The new battery breaker, the concrete breaker that they have? It's almost like...
What, like a fucking...
It's a coffin with two handles sticking out of it. It's so big, the guts of it. Yeah. And I'm like, it's just awkward looking.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I just always loved DeWalt. They're not too heavy. They work great. They never die. Nothing.
And you can drop them over and over.
Yeah, try not to, but other people drop them.
Years ago, I converted one of my DeWalt corded circular saws exclusively to concrete cutting. I just put a concrete blade on it, a 7 1/4 concrete blade on it. Mm-hmm. I did it because I knew I was going to just push this saw to death.
See what it could do.
It still fucking works. I cut concrete with it when I need it, when I got to get a depth of some sort. It's easy. It spits out a bunch of dust.
Yeah.
It never fucking dies.
The main thing is just the battery. As long as you got a battery still.
This one's corded, so I mean...
It's
corded, so it never fucking dies.
You ever use the DeWalt chainsaw?
The battery one? I've seen it. I never used it.
Not the first one. The first gen's like a little 12-inch blade.
Is it good?
I got the 16-inch.
Is it good?
Yes, but had to have it completely rebuilt for some reason.
You bought it, you used it, and then it didn't...
Yeah, and I barely used it.
And then they rebuilt it for you?
Yeah, I sent it back.
Cost me $30.
It still works, so fingers crossed. But it works great, but I think I might have hit a nail or something and just tweaked it, and then you pull the trigger and just beep. I'm like, the fuck? The thing's not cheap either. It's a $500 fucking...
And the battery.
Yeah. Well, the battery's fine.
It goes right up there with their quick cut version, right? Uh-huh. I don't... In a pinch, great.
Certain things you should stick to gas still, I guess, right?
Yeah, but we all know where the corporations are trying to go with that, right? Husqvarna and Stihl are all going fucking battery platforms for their tools.
Look at vehicles even. They're pushing that way.
Hey, homeowners and businesses, are you looking for top-notch tile and stone services you can trust and count on? Consider the expert tradesperson behind the Tile Guy GTA, Omid himself. He takes pride in delivering quality service and professional installation on time and on budget. From mosaics to large slabs to custom niches and miters, the Tile Guy GTA has you covered. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Omid and the team at the Tile Guy GTA are your go-to professionals for all your tile and stone needs. From full waterproofing solutions of every possible product to the finish, grouting details, even a hint of design recommendations when the client needs to hear the truth. Call the Tile Guy GTA today, 647-716-5062, or email them at thetileguy.gta@gmail.com. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
I can't say I don't mind a Tesla, though.
If you like it, that's your dude. That dude is fine.
Although all the research I get is from people who own Teslas. So,
have you driven one?
No.
I have never driven. I've never sat in one. I just don't. I don't. It doesn't please to me.
I've been Ubered in them a lot.
Oh, I've been Ubered for sure. Yeah.
They're crazy wild. No, inside? Shit.
I'm on an episode of Star Trek.
Maybe it's because I'm fairly intoxicated when I'm in the back. It's like a fucking spaceship. You know what I mean?
So when they hit the light show, you kind of get into the groove of it.
I just think they're futuristic. Yeah. And why not drive? Just get in and auto drive the fucking thing home.
In certain situations, but sometimes mostly men want to clear their fucking head.
True.
And you need to hear an engine on a roadway.
Yeah.
Especially sometimes with the window down so you can hear the rubber on a specific kind of roadway. And that will actually soothe you. A Tesla?
Yeah, no.
When it reverses annoys the fuck out of me. That's almost equivalent to the multi-tool sound.
Yeah, they're all the electric makes it loud, whatever that is.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's just an annoying Tesla sound.
A lot of guys think it's like a hit to the ego, but you could look at it two ways. Because I'm either getting a Tesla or I'm getting a fucking Duramax, one of the two.
Someone was just telling me about who GMC Sierra has just introduced their fully electric, some massive, strong, huge.
I think so, yeah.
And I go, how much? 150? He goes, 120. It starts.
That's just for two wheels.
I'm like, dude, conversation's over. I got no interest in talking to you about this shit. Starts at 120?
Yeah.
What's the maintenance going to be on that when the battery starts fucking going?
5 years, 6 years down the line.
Terrible.
When you actually start throwing it into construction sites, when you start getting stuck in mud, where you have to pull shit out.
Yeah. That's, you know, another thing. I don't
even. Telehandler's stuck or some shit like that.
Yeah. It's another thing. I don't even bring my truck on site. Wife drives it.
What do you drive?
A ProMaster City.
You got the van then?
Yeah.
It's better. Hides all the tools.
It's not big enough anymore though.
For all the tools?
Yeah, like I'm maxed out on space. I got the one that has a back seat though, so I'm losing space.
Oh, so you got a second seat,
yeah,
behind the front seats.
Yeah. Which I wanted.
Because you can always get the third, fourth guys in there.
Well, and kids.
In case, well, that makes sense.
Kids up and stuff, yeah, right? And then, so it's small. So now I want to resort back to a truck and a trailer maybe.
You like that?
Love that. For winter especially.
People steal trailers.
I don't leave them on site.
People break into them and steal trailers.
I know. That's why we dig holes in the basement. For those guys. Hey, man, and they're usually fucking other framers. No,
that's what I was going to go with, man. It's tradespeople that steal other people's trailers.
It's happening. We've literally seen it on site. And even I know a guy who set him up, left the tool on the fucking hanging on the rim board, you know?
And watched?
And
he took it?
Yeah. That's another problem, though. We're in a bit of a drug epidemic, I feel like, when it comes to, well, the whole fucking province. But I feel like I don't know if it's necessarily all framers, but, like, man, people, there's a lot of drugs out there going around.
A lot of vices going on right now? They're coping?
I don't know if they're coping. I don't know. I don't really deal
with
it.
What do you think is? Is their personal life just getting overwhelmed?
Potentially, yeah.
Troubles with the significant other? Troubles with providing?
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, if you know that you're seeing a struggle and you got to get hustle and you're working, looking at, fuck, I'm out of work in 2 months, man. I need to get something else right now for the third month.
Yeah.
Are they hustling as much as you? Probably not.
No, and maybe that's why you resort to something that blocks it.
It's escapism, right?
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, because then they're getting on job sites, and what if they cause death?
Right.
Because of their action, right?
I never really thought of that, actually. I just think of it as like, fuck, come on. Get it together.
Listen, you got to be aware, especially when you're building a structure and there's points where you can slip and fall. And if you're off your game that day, whether you're sick or you're intoxicated or you're fucking under the influence, that one split second could have saved somebody else's life or could have taken their life.
For sure. Especially falling off the roof. They say you can only hang on that rope for 5 minutes or less and you're going to die on it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fuck. I've seen some crazy shit, man. I was on the site one time looking across the street. They were shingling. And at the time, I was working by myself.
So you're on your site working, looking at them?
Just at the house across the street. The guy that was done.
What was it, two guys?
On the roof?
Yeah. No, not tied?
I think they were. I don't know what. I'm pretty sure he was tied. And then a second later, I'm looking, and now I see three guys at the garage on the ground. I swear, I'm like, are these guys fucking wrestling or something? I don't know what's going on here. Then I put two and two together. I'm like, holy fuck, that guy's not up there anymore. So he fell off the roof. And those guys, I don't know what they were doing, like fucking trying to make sure he's all right or something. I ended up being the one that called 911 and guided them how to get into the job site. Because, you know, there's some of these sites are in fucking weird spots, I guess.
But. Oh, brand new division, so there's no street names yet.
Yeah. So, long story short, I heard he, like, broke everything in his body. And he's a young kid. And I guess something about the rope, you know, running along the edge, like, frayed it or something. Cut it, maybe.
He kept on moving along the edge of the ply?
Yeah.
The spear, whatever?
Maybe not using it properly. I don't know. But, end of the day, he ended up on the ground. It was crazy.
How many times you've had scares? Too many to count?
Yeah, lots. But nothing too crazy. Like, nothing like that. I've never fallen off a roof, knock on wood. But, like, ladders slipping out in the winter. Shot myself a time or two.
In the foot?
No, right here in the thumb. Right through into here. When I was green, I was trying to impress the boss. Going quick on interiors.
Oh, you're holding something.
Stud. You know, you line the stud up to the top.
And missed.
But I've learned that you do the bottom nail first, move your hand. Try to tell guys this all the time. Also, say if you haven't been shot with a nail yet, you're not really a framer yet.
Did you pull it out or did you go to emerge?
He tried to pull it out. I know I'm terrible with blood, so immediate pass out, puke. Like literally cut my finger on the roof. I got to
How
get
far
down.
Did it go in? Like you were just all in the way. Head? Oh, fuck.
3 1/4 coil. So I could go like this and you can see it right here pushing on my skin. So I went to the hospital in Newmarket and took two
guys to pull it out.
Two rips, like through the bone.
Was it buried in bone?
Yeah, the thumb bone, missed all the rest. And then the doctor's like, hey, before you leave, if you want, you can take a sweet picture of the x-ray, which I did.
Always get a picture of the x-ray.
Fuck, it looked pretty cool, but I was panicked because I'm no good
with
that.
Did you keep the nail?
No, fuck no. The guy I was working for at the time, I'm laying on the bed, and like they come in, they give me two perks. And in my head, I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to, because I'm allergic to codeine, right? So I'm telling them, I'm allergic to this shit. They're like, no, it's the sister drug or some shit they told me. Anyways, they give me these two perks. I'm laying in the bed. I start fucking freaking out. And the guy that I was working for, Chilean guy, he's fucking talking to me, talk the whole fucking time. And I'm like, buddy, can you just fucking leave me alone for a sec? Like, I just want to lay here and try to
What's
get through
What's he talking
this.
About?
I don't know. Like, how I'm doing and like, you know what I mean? But okay. Like, I just need a fucking minute. Then I guess it all kind of calmed down. Buddy came in, ripped it out, had to do a week or two of hand therapy. And then they prescribed me these fucking things. Took a half of one. I'm on the couch.
But why? What do you need that for? The pain,
I guess.
What was there pain?
Yeah.
Can you bear it?
I eventually did because I couldn't take those.
Because it was fucking with you.
Yeah, and it was useless. This like vegged on the fucking couch. Like,
did they give you a stitch or anything like that? Two stitches or something? Or did they just let the heal?
Yeah, just let it heal. I had to wrap it for a while, which I just took
How
off.
How soon eventually. Were you back on the site?
2 weeks, maybe. Maybe more, because I think Buddy wanted to do everything by the books. Run it through WSIB, everything. Take the time you need. Ended up firing me later. Not for that, but just for being an idiot. Basically. No idea what I was doing.
You learned, this is the very beginning?
Real close, yeah.
Really?
Very beginning. After wood stretcher guy. You know how you have to put a brick tie in if you're doing townhouses with block wall?
Of course. Every so often, every, I don't know how many courses.
So it's a straight piece of steel or whatever with a twist.
Yeah.
And you nail it to the, I'm fucking up there notching out the joists. And I just put it like right in the middle of the floor. No idea what the fuck I was doing.
You just told me to ask.
Well, because you fucking scream every time.
To get it done.
Well, just to ask a question. Scream
at you. The foreman?
No.
The boss.
Yeah. Scream at you for everything and then have a great drive, chat home. There and back every day, perfect, till you get on site.
Then he starts screaming again.
Fucking, yeah. So
what's he talking about on the drive?
Just like regular life shit.
But as soon as you get on the site, he just starts fucking yelling?
Yeah, screaming and like, holy fuck. Which I feel like in the beginning was a lot. The guys were a lot more harder on you. I'm not that way. I don't.
With any new guys?
Never. I'm not really the type to fucking get too angry. Like, I'll tell you, like, hey, fuck, come on. Or if you're not sure, I'm pretty big on punctuality, which never seems to work out. You know, most people always come late or whatever. I'm okay.
Everybody's like showing up late, man.
Half an hour here and there.
They don't realize that if you're 15 minutes early, you're late already.
Yeah, fuck. I'm pretty bad for that too, though.
Yeah?
I'll get there on time, but not early. Sometimes.
You stay later to finish the day?
Lately, we've been putting in 8-9 hours a day.
You guys start losing your light.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. So you got to start later and end earlier.
Yeah, you can't really start till 7:30 now to get light decent amount. And then you start wrapping up around 6:30, right?
I try to be there for 8. Sometimes show up at 9.
So where did you learn? You just did.
Yeah, so I picked it up because I loved it, I think. I learned because, and this is how I try to teach guys too, is you got to be the cutter first. But not only are you cutting, you should know why you're cutting it. Right? Not just, I know all the pieces and how to swing a speed square, but why are you putting it in? Yeah. So that's what I took into effect, I guess, which essentially taught me how to build a house.
But you don't know how to read drawings.
100%.
A lot of the kids today don't know how to read drawings.
No. But, and I also try to like do it in stages. Like I don't, you know, you're going to cut for a while before you even touch a nail gun.
Yeah.
Especially if you're green.
That's normal.
But they don't, no one else really needs to read the drawing.
You got to get one point person.
Yeah. Like right now it's Braden. He's my go-to guy. He's fucking awesome. He's going to be the one running the one crew while I'm over here.
Right? Good for him.
Right? You know, he's awesome. So try to keep him around. Because it's slow, right? And, hey, if he's got to go do his thing, he goes and does his thing and comes back, whatever. You take what you can get at this point.
Meet Felipe, the visionary behind Versa Homes, a name synonymous with excellence in construction across British Columbia. Felipe's passion for high-end craftsmanship, sparked by his mentor Dan Zecklin, drives him to deliver exceptional results in every project. At Versa Homes, every detail matters, and Felipe's unwavering commitment to precision ensures that each project meets the highest standards. Client satisfaction is more than just a goal, it's at the heart of everything Felipe does. He's dedicated to making the construction process smooth and stress-free, keeping projects on time, within budget, and meticulously organized. If you're looking for a builder in British Columbia who values quality and client care as much as you do, look no further. Discover what sets Versa Homes apart. Reach them at www.versahomes.com or call them today at 778-65-BUILD, B-U-I-L-D, or connect with them on social media under @VersaHomes. Versa Homes, where your vision meets their commitment to excellence. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
So what do you do if there's actually no work at all? It just dries up. What do you do?
Well, that already happened.
So what did you do?
Well, panic initially. Figure it out. And then I just I started going online, researching, trying to find someone to message. I like to reach out to all the builders. Any builder that I follow or I reach out to them, doesn't really pan out that way.
What's the responses that you're getting if you're reaching out, going, listen, you got any jobs coming up, big or small, something simple, addition?
If I'm reaching out to builders, zero response.
Zero response.
Zero.
They got to keep their own guys fed.
I guess. And I feel like the builders don't deal with that shit, no? They hire a contractor to hire the framers. So I'm just trying to cut the middleman, essentially, but whatever. And then I found this page on Marketplace or on Facebook. It's called like GTA Contractors or something.
Okay.
There's 97,000 members. As soon as I went on there, posted a bunch of pictures of what I've done. This is what I can do for you. Boom. Started getting hits. And I got a hit with the current GC that I use on my Instagram. Like there's nothing on there. I got like maybe 50 followers. But I like followed, someone followed me and then they reached out like, hey, lost my framer or whatever. Can you send me a quote on this job? And I did. And then boom, I just started getting quotes from them. And I've been doing all their framing ever since. So I'm good with it. Like, I love that. Appreciate that. So that's kind of the route I want to go. I want to be that. Like, I don't want to be on the job site as much as it's been my whole life.
How far into the future are you going to be doing that?
Doing what?
Just focusing on getting the jobs and building everything and get the crews together and do the work.
How much focus am I going to put on that?
Yeah, like how far in the future are you going to do that? What are you talking about? 5 years from now, that's going to be the norm for you? Like when are you going to basically
get as fast as it comes, really, I guess.
So whatever life dictates and it drops in your doorstep.
Yeah,
if it means that you have to get off the tools, you get off the tools.
That's ideal. I'd love to just show up on the job site and check on the boys. But I don't mind getting out there. I can't sit at home either. It drives me nuts. 2-3 days of rain or something fucked up, I'm like freaking out. Feel like I'm losing money. Like,
what do you do during those days?
Not much. Watch golf. Go golfing.
You a big golfer?
Clean the house. Yeah, love it. Addicted.
Yeah?
Just started 2 years ago.
I don't understand it. Oh, man. I know lots of guys who fucking love golf. Chris, explain it to me, please.
It's peace and serenity. Most times.
Depends on who you go with.
I can go by myself. They'll pair you with some other people. I love meeting people anyway, so I'm cool with that. But yeah, man, just, you know, on the grass.
Do you have sawdust inside your bag?
No.
No?
My golf bag?
Yeah.
No, should though. That might help maybe.
I just figured that you probably throw them in the van when you're going to work and all of a sudden, oh, like, yeah. I'm going to go, man. That's it. And then I'll go to the job site.
Yeah, I love to keep them in the van usually. take him out now, but.
You finished, the season's done? Still pretty warm, man.
I know, I'm trying to get out there.
Get one more?
Time. Yeah.
Get one more in there.
Then after that, it's winter golf, indoor.
Oh.
It's not the same.
Just to practice, to get your game, so you wait for spring?
I mean, it's realistic and everything, but it's just not the same. You're not getting out there.
What is it, like a public simulator or something?
Yeah, you rent private. It's like a room this big, probably maybe a little bigger. Closed door. Just,
yeah.
Huge screen. Go there with the boys.
You practice your swing. Practice all the
time. It's accurate. Yeah. So. But no, love it.
Are you the only framer that's golfing?
On my crew.
What are the other guys doing? Hockey or something?
Yeah. Hockey, going to games, partying, whatever.
Everybody's still partying, getting drunk.
I don't mind doing that either.
Coming into Monday morning, a little slower.
That's the thing. I don't let that shit get in my way.
The partying?
Yeah. Like, I'm not like a huge partier, more of a family dude, but like, I like to go out and have some beers and shit, right? But yeah, I don't let it affect me. Because it's not like going to work. I just, once I get up, I don't really like the mornings. So it takes me like 15, 20 to get shit rolling. And then I'm good, ready to go.
On the job site.
Yeah. Love it. A lot of guys like to get up like 2 hours before they got to go to work, or, you know, they need the coffee, get the routine.
No, I don't do the routine.
Get the bowel going,
You get other shit happening. You work on other stuff because that's the serenity. That's the quietness. That's the peaceful. Because if you wake up later, then you're rushing to do any of that.
That's my life.
But you can't focus that way. That's the problem, right? Then before you know it, you're like, oh, fuck, man, I got to get into the van and get to the job site, and now I didn't get shit done, right?
No, I know. Mainly making lunches and stuff like that. I wish I took more time to do that, because end of the day, it's less costly, probably healthier.
Why not? Why not just make dinner and have leftovers, and that's your lunch the next day?
We do that too, but it's like I eat a lot. Sometimes there's no leftovers. I like to eat.
But then you got to eat crap outside there. Fast food's not good. No. Food truck's not good.
No, shit.
One day in my lifetime, the food truck will be dead and buried. I don't think it's going to survive much longer, man.
I didn't think I would see them again. And now we're seeing the odd one come creeping in.
I think they're going to eventually go away.
Way too many fucking times a day, mind you.
Really?
Like, fuck, dude. 4 or 5 times a day. And then that fucking bell that rings with their truck is essentially in everyone's head at break time.
Yeah.
Well, no.
But you think the truck guys, the coffee guys, are just doing it more often because they're not hitting their numbers?
Probably.
It's got to be. So they're going to try it again.
Just
keep on trying again.
I never seen it like this. It's a lot of times. Normally, it's like once in the morning, one at night.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know. Three times. Now he has to hit his numbers.
She's just fucking coming all the time. I feel like she never leaves.
Do people still carry tabs on the food trucks?
I don't think so.
That's a yesterday thing, man.
Well, because they probably can't afford it either.
To carry it. That's why, because they know that they probably won't pay it.
Yeah. That's another thing actually scary about private jobs, is doing the takeoff. If you, like, I don't do that. I make sure every time I tell them, I don't supply the lumber. Like, I'm not doing that part.
Taking the responsibility.
No. I'm not carrying 50K in lumber or something. Like, nah.
It's too risky, man.
You get the lumber and I'll be there 100%.
You ever not get paid?
No.
Really? Always get paid?
Yeah. One incident.
That it just took a little bit longer, or you didn't get paid at all?
I got paid 2/3. Didn't get the last one because he said he was going to have a telehandler on site for me.
Okay.
It was a private cottage up north. I wanted a machine because he was supplying it. I didn't put it in my costs, or I would have had one to do the roof, you know, gable ends.
Yeah, you need it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
End of the day, he says he owns a man lift. A fucking genie boom or whatever those are, right? To fly the trusses in. And he was there for one day and did it with that. Like, I'm like,
how dangerous is that?
Fucking retarded. Oh, it holds 500. He put the steel beams in with it. Like 40 foot, 2 steel beams attached together in the middle.
You could lift one end of it with a genie lift.
He's fucking booming it in.
No.
So anyways, one day he did it. He did 1 or 2 trusses with us. Then it came to this. So I was doing this on the weekends, right? Sunday comes, And I'm staying in a hotel for the weekend up there to get it done, right? Sunday comes. He's like, oh, I didn't get the machine. Or no, I'm not going to be there. Because I figured if you, this is how it's going, you're driving it. I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not doing it. You're swinging him in then?
Because you see an accident happen.
Yeah, then, so that's just why. Unsafe. So he's like, oh, forgot something. The wife told me I can't be there. So I left the keys to do it. And I'm like, listen, I'm not doing it. It's not safe. That's what I said. And you know what? How about I build as much as I can on the ground, which is what I typically do. You know, I build five trusses together, gable. You just fly it in, tic-tac-toe. So how about I build that, and then we call it, you know, give me half of what's left. We call it even.
And he was cool with that?
At first. So then he texts me and says, you know what? Don't bother going in today and doing anything else. I feel like we're par right now. Meanwhile, I already had fucking two gables built, one's up, you know, rake wall built. And I'm like, hold on, what do you mean we're par, dude? Every dollar you gave me is because I finished the section of where you should pay me.
Yeah.
And then he fucking just writes all this bullshit. So then I lost it on him, said a bunch of shit. Nothing crazy, but I just spit the facts to him. Like, no, this, and this. Didn't hear from him. So I cut my losses. Whatever. What am I going to do? Go burn the fucking place down?
Was it four or five?
I thought about it, but.
Four or five digits.
It was $5,000.
You're better off walking away.
Right. And but.
Not work with him again.
No. And then I see the fucker make a post.
Of your work?
Him, like his company doing shit. Like building, yeah, like, you know, I build houses if you need anything, blah, blah, with fucking house that I built. Mind you, he finished the roof, right? Whatever. And then I see a telehandler on site. He takes a picture with it. I'm like, are you fucking? So I took I didn't say anything. I just took the picture. And like, I was like, unfucking real.
Do you think,
dude,
his justification is like, listen, I had to go rent a telehandler. I had to go spend all this extra money. That's why I'm not paying you the $5,000.
Maybe, but that's how I told
you it was supposed to get done.
He didn't say anything. He didn't make that as an excuse. Oh, there's a couple hangers you didn't do. And like, buddy, you fucking kidding me, man? I'm taking the time out from my family on the weekends, working all week, all weekend to come fucking do this. For a really good price. I think it was $15,000 in total. It was a small, I think maybe 1,200 square foot, single bungalow, whatever. Okay. But, you know, still work. Had to do 4-foot knee walls all around, then the floor, then the walls, rake wall. Like, I did it in 2 weekends, but like, pay me my money. I would have finished the job if we had done it the way it was supposed to be.
Do you tell the next generation that's coming into this industry that that's a potential reality in this industry?
What, that you could get fucked?
Yeah.
For sure.
You tell them that, right? So why is it the government, when they ever have all their programs and they try to get more people into construction, they never tell the realities of construction to any of these new kids? Why? They're too afraid that they're going to scare the shit out of the majority of them?
For sure.
They're not right to be in construction then.
I feel like the government does that on any program they have. If it's fucking free, it's not free. Even nowadays, we pay for healthcare.
Yeah, I know.
Not like in general, like literally my family, there's a nurse practitioner in the next town over. We pay her $80 to take us in, look at us, and fucking send us where we need to go or get us a prescription like this. If you go to your family doctor, it takes you 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, it's 9 months.
I've been sick fucking 6 times. Like, and I don't know, man. That's the U.S. way, and I like it.
Oh, I definitely think, well, there's more and more people here in Canada doing private health care.
It's better.
You can purchase it.
Anything's better if you pay for it.
Yeah, no. We used to have a decent health care system, a decent one,
yeah.
But it's garbage now.
The taxes are fucking ridiculous, too. Yeah. There's your health care. Your free healthcare, 40%, whatever. Like, if I could move, I would.
To where?
U.S.
Florida, Texas?
Texas probably would be nice. Tennessee would be great too.
Lots of construction there.
Actually,
I don't know about how woke is Tennessee? Are they? I don't know.
All hand cut out there too. Roofs and everything. But it's nicer weather. Actually, the GC here, he's got three houses in Atlanta to build. Might.
So he's leaving?
No. He has a...
He's got a connection.
I think his sister-in-law or something runs his other half of the business in the States.
So it's not a bad move, man.
I'm all for it. Fly me out there. I'll stay there for a month, build a house, fly back, go back. I don't care.
You just got to figure out what you're going to do with the money.
Well, he'll just pay me here.
You can't cross the border with the money.
No, he lives here.
So you're going to get paid as a Canadian framer then?
I guess so.
Yeah, but then you got to ding with all the taxes here.
Yeah,
that's the shitty part.
Just tell him to pay me cash.
That's what I'm saying. But then again, if you're doing more and more work in the U.S., you could just start setting up a U.S., right?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. But like,
there's a shitload of work there.
Like I know, but
they're not seeing the downturn that we're seeing.
I got kids and stuff.
How old are they?
10 and 8. And then with my fiance, she had it. So we got a daughter, too. From her previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I got three kids. But I don't really get to see my two. So I'm working on that still. So I can't like leave the country. But I could go, you know, what do you call that? You could
travel back, make a little bit of money, and then come back.
Yeah. Okay.
You just got to figure out how you
I want to get paid in U.S. too.
Do it.
You know what I mean?
Because you could probably charge more than 20.
I think if I like DM'd Trump, we could figure something out, probably, no?
I don't know. You can try. I have no idea. I don't know if he's going to get back to some Canadian.
I know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure he gets back to Jordan Peterson. I don't fucking know. Probably talks to him. I think he's a little busy right now for the next 2 weeks.
I think he's got it in the bag.
Listen, when someone else is sewing the bag and making the bag and changing the bag, we know that government interference in elections is a thing.
Yeah, that's why they tried to kill him three times.
It's been a third time?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
What happened the third time? I don't know about the third time.
I didn't look into it, though, or I just heard about it.
I just know that the other side, the Democrats, they're just fucking, they're going to try to cheat.
They've been trying to cheat, no? I don't know much about it. I just know that it should be Trump. After he got shot in the ear and lived... That's the win right there.
I agree.
And right? Still gets out there every time.
But he goes against the grain of what they're trying to do. We have the same shit here.
People like that.
We have the same shit here, man. We got a monkey right now.
We need a Trump.
Spreading lies, right? We don't have a Trump.
No, I don't even know anything about the Canadian. But I just know that he's not great. The guy we got running things now.
The tool. He's a tool that got running things, right?
What about Doug? Any good on anything other than bringing beers to the stores? I like that.
No, he's just as bad. He's ridiculous. I want his brother back. I'd rather have a crack smoking mayor than...
He was awesome, though.
I know. I had no issue with him. I don't care about that.
Do you think the union's in his pocket?
Who, Doug? Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I did union. I was a union for a while.
I think it's a big pocket, and I think there's lots of envelopes in that pocket.
Mm.
I definitely think that.
Why aren't they fucking, why don't they have more work then? It was good for COVID. He was making sure we were a priority. Oh, there's 90,000 homes. Listen,
COVID
a year.
Was a watercolor painting. They were just fucking making this shit up.
Those were my best years.
I know, but then look what happened after the fact.
Shit.
Look what's happening right now. But yet, all these politicians are making pure cake.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Scheming off the top or whatever they're
You could probably
doing.
Work on the tunnel, man, that they're going to build underneath the 401.
Where to?
From Brampton to Markham.
What's that for?
40, he just announced that he wants to build a tunnel. He thinks it's a good idea.
To walk through?
No, drive through.
A tunnel?
To relieve the traffic on 401.
What's that, like an $800 billion deal?
And it'll get done in 100 years.
Right.
Your kids' will work on it.
Yeah, fuck that. It's a waste of time.
It's not a good idea. If it's government run, it's not a good idea.
If it takes them 3 years to fucking fix some potholes, I feel like that's a... You know what I mean?
Have you been on the Gardner lately? It's fucking brutal. It's down to two lanes now. It's going to be down
to two lanes. It's always been a shit show, no?
They do it on purpose.
Trying to get to a Leaf game or something.
Attention homeowners and businesses. Are you looking for top-notch electrical contracting services you can trust? Consider the expert tradesperson behind Effect Electric LTD. They take pride in delivering quality, service, and professional installation on time and on budget. From Kohler generators to main service upgrades or network data installation, they do it all. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Carlo and his team at Effect Electric LTD are your go-to professionals for all your electrical and generator needs. Effect Electric LTD is an authorized Kohler home energy generator dealer. Kohler has air-cooled 26 RCA units, the quietest, the most powerful, and exceptionally durable generator with 109 amps max power on liquid propane. Custom color options, camouflage options, and every generator Kohler makes is built to last and is equipped with a commercial-grade engine. Call Effect Electric LTD today at 416-508-7725 or visit them at effectelectricltd.kohlergeneratordealer.com. Let's build something great together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
You got to take one of your fucking Tesla Ubers.
That's
with a robot driving it.
It's probably $300 from my house.
You think he's going to get an Optimus Framer?
No.
You'll never have an Optimus Framer?
No.
You tell the robot, this is the wall. You think the robot's going to turn around and make a phone call to the contractor going, listen, I got to move this wall 3 inches.
No. That's what I mean.
They just, sir?
Yeah. That can't happen.
You don't think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think at some point in the near future, I actually think Elon will take his Optimus robot and apply it to construction somehow.
Maybe like flooring or something.
I'm thinking concrete or framing. I think it's like heavy duty shit. I think he's going to try to get it to make it work.
At one point, I was worried about the framing turning to steel. Steel stud.
It doesn't work energy efficient wise. Steel framing residential is the worst thing that you can do.
Because I got buddies that are drywallers, and they do steel stud framing. And they used to give me a hard time about it. I guess they do both. I don't know. But I'm like, yeah, let me see a fucking steel hip. How are you going to work that? How are you going to do that? How does that work?
It doesn't. There's a company in Quebec.
I turned a steel stud job down. I don't know how to fucking do that.
The entire commercial or resi?
No, it was commercial office.
Okay.
But he didn't tell me till the last minute. I quoted him as if it was wood framing. No, I'm like,
but all commercial steel.
Yeah, I just.
There isn't a single commercial job that's wood.
I don't know. He's like, hey, you want to do this job? It's fucking three walls.
Steel's a different animal, man. Framers are. No, it's drywallers.
It's not my breed.
No.
I can't do it.
I don't like steel studs either. I know a lot of guys like it. They like using it for basements and shit like that.
Because it takes up less space. By what? An inch on either side or something?
Like, there's other ways to build. And you can build with wood that takes up less space. You just have to be more creative. I just don't like the steel framing because I don't... Steel framing, you got to run BX. Electrical.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be protected sheath. You can't run regular...
Oh, yeah, because that wouldn't work, right?
You can't run copper, so you could run the PEX or Uponor or whatever, but you're going to have to put protection grommets on every single stud. So yeah. Now you're creating more work for the other trades to save a little bit of work and money for the framing trade. It doesn't make sense to me in my eyes.
Yeah, we do enough work for every other trade.
What about modular, man?
What? That's like the IKEA framing, no?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. It's made in a warehouse, dropped on site, assembled, put the walls together, done.
Yeah, same. That's the same with, I can't even think of the proper name of it, but yeah, on subdivisions, they do that. Some
prefab.
Prefab, yeah.
Yeah.
If I owned a crane, it'd be worth it. Other than that, most guys I know that have done it, half your day is waiting for the crane for your turn.
Then you'd have to own a crane for your business to do
it. Right. But at the same time, it takes you like 4 or 5 days to do the house. I know they pay you a lot less, but still, maybe it's like $12,000 every week.
So you would still consider it?
If there's nothing else.
You're just trying to fill holes.
Yeah.
How many hours do you want to get in a week, Chris? Ideally. What's your average week that you're like, okay, I've got enough work hours, I made enough money, I'm spending enough time with family, I got my personal time.
To be honest, it used to be like 30.
You'd be happy with 30 a week. What is it today?
Probably at least 40.
To be what, surviving?
Well, to be making money, like to not, you know, just get by. Plus, you got more guys, more overhead, more shit to buy, right?
So you
got to
work 40 just to survive the same way that you were working 30.
No, better. It's better. I've always said, too, the more I pay the guy, the more I make. Just because I guess of their skill set or their speed or something. Keep in mind, for 15 straight months, I built houses myself solely. Start to
you
finish.
Framed the whole thing yourself?
The whole thing, roof, how? Everything.
How are you lifting up the wall by yourself? You got jacks?
No, you got guys on site. I can call.
Oh, they'll give you a hand.
Yeah, that's just.
Well, how are you doing the trusses by yourself? You get in the crane and you're just dropping in place.
No, we drop the whole pile up, spread them, stand them myself.
And how are you going from one end to the other?
Fucking durability, I guess.
You got to pin the one side, then get to the other side. You got to pin that side.
Yeah, but you 22 and a half blocks, you put one, it holds the truss. Mind you, you start at the back with the jacks, right?
Yeah.
And your first truss, your girder.
You don't think it's kind of risky, man, being by yourself doing that?
Oh, fuck yeah. Especially when you're like, hey, can you cut me? Oh, yeah.
There is no
down like, hey, the ladder, yeah. Fucking do it myself. Oh, I forgot the number. Fuck. Back up. Took me 45 days to do a house.
By yourself.
Fully framed, sheeted.
How long would it have taken if there was another version of you with you?
15 days.
A third of the time?
Yeah.
Have you and Braden done project together?
Yeah, we've done two. We finished the, well, Monday we'll be done the second one. And then the third one, he's going to just run. And then I got to go down here for a bit.
But he's got his guys.
My guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have one guy with him.
Yeah.
So
then you're going to take the other guy and
yeah,
go to the other one.
Yeah. So then should be okay. I'm not, he's quick, he's good. I've had trouble like with trusting. I don't trust on the job site.
What do you mean? Like someone says that they can do certain things, you don't believe it right away?
Not only that, just like given the reins. You know what I mean? Okay. Like I'm not there to see it, to know where the windows are, to make sure the stair hole's in the right spot. And I've just come to the point where I just have to fucking let go a little bit. In order to expand, you gotta trust.
Yeah.
So I've never been good at that because I'm just always worried about it. Like, it's my project, my house. I got to make sure it's good. You know, what if it's fucking not? I mean, everything's fixable with a Sawzall, but no one likes to bring that tool out.
A DeWalt Sawzall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, so, I don't know. I'm just doing it. Just going with
it. What do you think about all the fucking new initiatives that the government's implementing regarding, like, the extra sheathing on the outside, the insulation on the outside?
No idea.
You're not seeing it. Any of this shit? You're not seeing it on subdivisions? I thought it actually was affecting all the new construction.
No, we just use 5/8 or whatever, plywood.
Really?
Actually, now we're using the same wall ply as roof ply. I'm typically used to that 3/8
OSB
shit. No. You know the...
Oh, the gypsum board base shit, like crap?
No, I don't know what it is. Pine? It's, not pine. It used to be 3/8, you know, just a yellow sheet. Now it's chipboard or whatever that. Oh, I guess it's OSB.
I thought the standard was you need to put insulation on the exterior now.
What kind of insulation?
Just an XPS, like a foam, dense foam or something.
No.
Really?
No, we don't do that. None of that. So there's probably a guy that comes and maybe does that. I know there's
what
usually...
What about on the custom, on the other stuff, the private stuff?
No. Well, the one I fucking sheeted the roof with roof ply. Or, I mean, floor ply. I was pissed. I guess it was just a mix up with the order. I had to cut all the tongues off because I'm like, I'm not sledging board fucking 7/12 in this. Like, so I just cut them all off. I still use it. It sucks pulling that shit up and trying to slide it, you know, but I did it all in 16s, so I didn't need roof clips. So it was okay.
But then it was still heavier sheet going up there.
Oh yeah.
Plus you have to cut each tongue.
Yeah. Previously, I just got my guy to just nip all the tongues. No machine there, no space. So those were all hand bond from the ground up. Everything was.
Is it? Are you red sealed?
No.
Is it worth it?
No, I didn't. No.
Why does everybody add so much value to it?
Who does that?
I don't know. The ones that are red sealed.
All I ever was told is that just allows you to work anywhere in the country or something.
Union jobs too, as well sometimes.
Not to cut it down or anything, but we'd just be like, what the fuck is that? Like, kind of make fun of it a little bit. You don't need that shit. I don't even know what it is. The one guy I had work for me, he went to school to be, like, he started to some type of engineering.
Okay.
And, like, he's showing me the book that he's learning from. And I'm like, what the fuck are you even learning? They're like, talking about tool brands and like nothing. He still had no idea.
What do you mean? This is a classroom book?
Yeah, from
for engineering.
I think it was college in Hamilton somewhere or something.
And what does the tool brand have anything to do with that?
I don't know, dude. Like, this was years ago, but I don't really remember all the things. I just know it had nothing to do with what we needed to do.
Nothing.
Like, no one cares about shit like that. Some people do, but it doesn't.
You don't need a specific tool brand to build a house.
That's just personal preference. Yes. No? They all do the same job. Whether.
What would you be doing if you wouldn't be framing? If you actually went down the electrical route, got through that?
I'm not sure.
Would you be like electrician working on a crew, master by now or something?
I would assume that I would be running my own thing. Kind of went quick for me this way. I mean, 2 years into the gig and I was on my own. I don't know if that's quick or not. The guy that taught me was 14 years before he went on his own.
So what's the difference? Took him 14. So you just boogied more or something?
Just risk, I guess. Some people like to make sure all their, you know, eggs are in the basket before they take the next plunge, I guess. But no risk, no reward. I literally tripled my income the next day, basically.
By going on your own?
Yeah. I was making $28.75 an hour. Jumped to do my own. Now I'm making, I don't know, whatever it is, $20-$30 a house.
But now you get more risk.
Yeah. Well, at first, I feel like, I guess there's a bit of risk, but the only risk is really not having another one.
Yeah.
Well, and guys getting injured and things like that, but again, knock on wood, so far so good. I've seen guys get injured on the site lots of times, but not my guys or my house, you know what I mean? Literally seen a guy pulling a push broom on the second floor of a townhouse, no railings around the stair hole, right to the basement. We ran over there and didn't know what to do. We're like, fuck, because there was no stairs to the basement. So we're like, maybe if we put a 2x10 down there and get him on it to, like, you know those like gurney things or whatever that they use, kind of that style. But this guy hops up because we put a ladder for us to get down. This guy hops up, climbs up the ladder and comes out. I look, but his fucking foot was like backwards. So I guess.
How did he climb the ladder?
Adrenaline. I guess he hit the basement landing on the way down. So like titanium in his head, like. I heard it was a $90,000 WSIB claim or something. I don't know.
For his rehabilitation?
For the contractor.
For the contractor.
Yeah. But it was crazy, you know, because I don't know. No one knows what to do. And then next thing you know, we're running around putting railings everywhere and like covering ass, right? But it wasn't even my house or anything, just another
site.
Another crew, right?
He was young?
Yeah. At the time, yeah, probably a bit older than me, but yeah, I would say maybe mid-30s. I think he's good now.
Still, you don't want the risk, man. He's lucky that he survived that. Right to the basement, man?
Again, I think that was some weed.
Really?
You know, because...
Was it on concrete or was it gravel? It was concrete that time.
Down in the basement?
Yeah.
I think it was probably gravel. They always gravel? Shoot the rocks in there, right? But... I think
probably helped, man, to be honest.
Yeah, the story, well, the landing, I don't think did, but the story was as he was just in the, it was right in the morning, coming to work, you know, telling a story about, just talking to the other guys and like pulling, you know, those fucking big push brooms.
Yeah.
he was pulling it.
And as he was backing up.
Boom, right off the edge.
Oh, man.
I know. But if you had the railing, you would have bumped and be like, oh, and like maybe not went down, right?
So who's responsible for that?
I don't know. I think everyone gets a slap for that one. I think it just goes right up the chain.
Exactly.
Builders, everyone. That's why everyone's hard on it now. And like there's a no, even going on to this site after this startup, now there's like a no zero tolerance for anything. Like actually the other, last Friday we got sent home.
By the MO?
But no, by the foreman because the builder. And it's stupid, but where our house is, the back of our house, right to the side here is the builder office, right? So we were literally leaving in 5 minutes anyways, but great. We were up there just nailing the jacks down before the weekend just to make sure, you know, you try to nail the back and the front at least and leave the trusses. So, and fucking get the call. You guys are up there on the edge of the wall with no rope on. I'm like, oh, fuck. Sorry, man. All right, come sign some papers.
Attention aspiring tradespeople and entrepreneurs. Looking to break into the skilled trades or start your own home service business? Meet TradeLinks Consulting, your go-to partner for success. At TradeLinks Consulting, they're passionate about helping you find the right trade, build your business, and mentor the next generation. Whether you're exploring your options or ready to take the plunge, they offer tailored career consulting and startup guidance to get you on the right track. Visit them at www.tradelinkconsulting.ca today and book your personalized strategy session. Your future in the skilled trade starts here. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Papers for what? Acknowledging that you guys did this without him. Like, he told you guys that you shouldn't have been doing that, right? Covering his ass.
Yeah, basically a warning or whatever. I don't know. Just an infraction. So whatever. My foreman's like, it's not a big deal, obviously, but it's just for my paperwork.
I think it's a big deal. I think that he should have been a lot more on there and then waited for you guys to actually get safetied up, right? Instead of just yelling at you guys after the fact, right?
Yeah, well, maybe, but I mean, 30-plus crews, it's hard for one foreman to be everywhere.
Then do a better job, right?
No, I know, fuck.
Because you can't use that as an excuse where it's like, oh, you got 30-plus crews. Well, then maybe you shouldn't be handling 30-plus crews, right?
But he didn't see it. He got the call, or I guess he was just told,
by the way, these guys are on there, not tied off.
He said, come look at these guys.
Yeah.
Right, but...
So who's making the phone call and what's he doing about it? He's receiving the phone call and he's yelling at you guys.
Yeah, but he didn't because we're cool. We're good. Like, he doesn't.
You guys do have a risky job, man. Yeah. Like, it's
our fault. Yeah. End of the day, not theirs.
Yeah.
It's our fault, but.
You don't want kids. I mean, it doesn't matter if at any age, but you get a go-getting kid in their 20s and they get on site, they start framing, misstep, lose their life. Or get into a situation where they need care for the rest of their life. Like, you don't want that on your shoulders, right?
No. And I'm always watching for shit like that. Like, I try to, if I think it's sketchy, and I think most things are sketchy, I don't know. I'm cautious, but I'm not at the same time. Try not to do anything risky. We still put our ramps
safe,
up. Man. Like,
you gotta be safe.
It's only as safe as you can be.
I know, I get it. There's still a risk. You can be super safe. You can bubble wrap everybody.
Yeah,
there's still a risk that something can happen, right?
Yeah, it's the roof, and once you get up on that second floor, you know, because they're heavy on have railings while you're framing your second floor, and I get it, but the railings are fucking useless. They're not gonna. It just looks good,
but they do help, man. Like, it would have helped that guy pushing the broom
for sure, 100%. Right?
He's not paying attention. Was he wearing earbuds or any of that?
I'm not sure. I don't really know the guy. It just was one of them things where we happened to be on site and I don't even know what we were running over there to do. Like, what are we going to do? Really?
You normally work Saturdays or no?
Never.
Never? You can't take them off?
Yeah. Never work weekends. If I have to, I mean, like, if you had 3 days off in the week because of rain or something, maybe we'll put a Saturday in, but.
To catch up.
Try not to.
What do you do on the weekends then?
Hang out with the fam. Just try to enjoy some of it.
It's not always about the construction life.
No, I mean, it is, but it isn't.
No, it's not always about the construction life. Can't be, man.
The construction gives the life. Right? People don't, I don't know. I don't know if people look down on construction, really, but
yes,
like,
they do.
I just don't think, it's no joke. It's not like a shit job either.
No,
like,
it's not a crappy job.
No.
There's professionalism there, man.
Yeah, and money.
There's money to be made. There should be more money to be made.
Right.
There's a lot of money being taken away.
The private jobs have opened my eyes to that more money thing. It's literally double. It's crazy.
But if you think that you're getting double based on that for your skill set, just imagine what the contractors are getting. Because they're brokering the deals.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, is they have to carry their float, right?
I just assume the subdivision stuff, they make what we would make private. times 300 homes a site.
No.
Like maybe they're getting 20 a square.
No way, man.
No?
Subdivisions at the bottom.
But that's like framing, back framing, forming. I think all they got to take care of all that. And we're getting, you know, 10.
What should be the wage for a skilled framer?
Hourly?
Yeah, in Canada right now.
Today's skilled?
Yeah.
Oh, it should.
I can leave you on the site, you and another guy, you frame. I have no issues whatsoever. You know how to read drawings. You know how to cut. You know how to fucking lay out.
If you bring your own tools and can run a guy, 45.
I agree. I even think it's a little low, but I agree.
Everything's a little low right now, though. So,
because there's always somebody who will actually pay or do it for that low.
Yeah, and exactly.
Then the contractor or the client will hire that person. Then and it becomes like shit.
Then regret it.
I got to do the 12 questions, man. Chris, on IG, WREN underscore contracting, Chris Wren. Wren Energy, or it's WRENNERGY at gmail.com. And his phone number, you're always looking for work.
Always.
Not on weekends, though.
Sure.
You'll take it if the project comes along.
Yeah.
Fit into the schedule. You doing all the scheduling yourself, everything?
Yep.
You got to start delegating.
Got to start making money to do that.
705-985-9736. What's your favorite construction word or phrase?
Fuck them, they can't take a joke.
It's fucking true. What is your least favorite tool?
The hard hat a tool? It's going to be that then.
You don't like wearing a hard hat at all?
Fuck no.
Ever?
I like the breeze in my hair, you know what I mean?
What do you miss from your childhood?
No bills. Freedom. In that sense.
I guess you get a lot of fines. You like family fines. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Right? Yeah. Getting in trouble fines.
True, but they don't last long.
No, I know. They don't. There's no debt collection on that.
No.
Right?
It's like, remember when you did this? No, but yeah.
No, but you're reminding me of it again. What construction sound do you love?
Construction sound?
Sound.
Well, it's definitely not the fucking coffee truck, that's for sure. But I'd say just that air nailer just banging nails. Just sounds like money.
What's your favorite beverage?
Bud Light.
Did you stop during the fiasco?
Slightly. Then I realized it's the same beer. I did. I switched to Michelob. Then I'm like, fuck.
They didn't change the ingredients. They didn't change the process. They just fucked up on the marketing. Yeah. That's all they did.
People
right?
say that to me all the time. I'm like, buddy, it's the same fucking beer.
It tastes the same, man. Yeah.
Fuck it.
What turns you on and what turns you off in construction?
What turns me on is actually producing something at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like you're actually building a house. When the end of the day, you see progress. What turns me off is punctuality, like not showing up.
How late is late for you? Half?
Half an hour, probably.
Half an hour is too late?
Yeah.
15 is grace?
Yeah. I could, well, maybe, I guess I could say an hour, because a half an hour, I'm not pissed really. You know, I'm just getting the blood flowing in a half an hour. You better get the fuck out and let's go.
You better work.
Yeah.
And double tap it and go, right?
I'm okay with it.
Favorite curse word?
I guess it'd be fuck. I don't know. It's typical, no? Shit, maybe?
It's whoever. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong.
My the guys beside us, they're two French brothers. So I'm always yelling tabernac at them.
Yeah. Tabernac.
Just saying whatever French word I can think of.
What's your favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
Truck, GM.
It's any vehicle you want.
Oh,
any motor.
I'm a heavy, heavy fan of big rigs since I was about yay big.
Like Mack and Kenworth kind of thing?
Like Kenworth, Peterbilt, you know, the top dogs. Yeah,
the big boys.
Yeah, I look at them all the time. I want one. I want, you know, because my dad's a trucker.
But it's a truck that makes money, though.
Doesn't have to.
So it's just going to be a truck that you're just going to drive for the purpose of driving?
Just like my dad takes his old car to the car show, I'm going to take my truck. Okay, or so I'm going to get a fifth wheel camper and set it off.
Okay, so then if you love Tesla so much, why don't you get Tesla's truck?
Because have you seen them?
It's not the same thing.
No. Exactly. I don't love Tesla so much.
Okay, you like Tesla, but I'm just saying, why don't you? Because have you seen the inside? How accommodating, how tech-based, how everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a fucking 18-speed and a Jake brake. Let's go. Like, the Tesla is for the wife to go to work on $9 for 2 months instead of driving my 6.2 Chevy to work every day. You know what I mean?
I got it.
Love the truck.
But which one would you get? Would you get like Peterbilt or which one? Which
I'd get a W9 Kenworth. Love it all day.
It's a good looking truck.
Fuck. Not a new one.
Oh, what year are we talking about here?
Anything before the last 10 years.
Why? What have they been doing?
They're just making them look not
truck like.
Yeah, like rounded and aerodynamic fuel savers. No one cares about that.
Who gives a fuck?
We want that. Turbos and diesel and Jake brakes.
I love that sound, man.
Fuck. Love it. I send the wife Jake break videos all the time. She gets pissed. In the morning, she'll wake up, there's somebody Jake breaking. Love it. I grew up on it, right? That's all I've ever, you know, love it. My dad's like, don't, you never want to do that. You don't want to be a trucker. Well, no, I know the pay's no good, but I just want to own one. If I can, I will.
So own it as your go-to vehicle.
Well, no, on my week, my Sunday, I'll take it to golf or something. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
That'd be funny to see that.
You haven't seen that yet, right?
Get parked like in between two cars or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Take up multiple spots.
You'll take two spots, three, no, four spots.
That's it. And you can sleep in it, worst case.
Yeah. Right? What profession other than your own would you like to attempt one day?
One day?
Something new?
I could get back in sales. I did that for a bit.
Selling what? What were you doing?
Before it became a scam, I was knocking door to door selling water heaters in 2009.
It's a scam now?
Whoa. After a while, the market would get flooded. And then it was on the news at one point that somebody was scamming people, fucking
signing contracts.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. I think I made fucking 80K that year knocking doors. That's it.
You had no issue talking to strangers?
No. They fed me. Play video games with the kids. They'd give me a care package, couple beers, whatever. Yeah. Drive me to their friend's house, sign them up.
Yeah. You're that good of a sales?
I guess. Wow. I was, maybe. I tried to get back into it and hated it. They changed all like the, because there's supposed to be a thing you read, and I just throw that shit out and just let me go to the door and figure this out. Like,
meet the person first.
You got to get your foot in the door and then.
And then talk.
That's it.
What profession would you not like to do?
Definitely don't want to be a roof forever.
You technically are when you get up there and you build the roof.
Yeah, but I'm not on my knees shingling all day, every day.
Hot, cold.
Yeah. Dry. I definitely wouldn't want to be a painter.
It could be anything. It could be any profession. You don't have to do.
No, I know, but these are just.
The trades that are, the professions that are coming up right now.
You don't want to be a painter? I got a buddy that paints too, but so give him a hard time, but hey, it is what it is. If you like it, thank God, because I don't. I'd pay you to come do my house. I'm not fucking doing it.
So no roofing, no painting?
No. Wouldn't want to be a politician either. Would you?
No, you'd have to lie every single day.
Yeah. But I could also skim off the top. I like vacations.
That's pretty much what they fucking do. Yeah. Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
You did well. Hopefully. Yeah. Or what took you so long?
Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
Well,
man,
I always tell people I'm gonna live forever, so not that I probably want to when you get up there in age, but I don't like talking about it. I don't think about it. I don't deal with it. I probably should, but
you have to factor it in. You're in construction.
Yeah,
it's always a risk,
but I can't have that in the back of my mind.
Not all the time, because then something will happen.
Well, and then you just be paranoid, and exactly, something will happen. So, not for that reason, but for, you know, my parents, family members, they start getting older, it starts being a conversation. Like, recently, it's been a conversation. Fiance's grandfather just died, and now they're talking about, you know, their parents' wills and their other grand. I'm like, fuck, I don't like talking about this. I don't want to talk about it. I can't picture that day with my parents, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but somebody's going to talk about it regarding you.
Yeah, no, I know. It'll bite the bullet, but we'll do it when it happens.
Not just yet, eh?
No. I mean, yeah. Not one of those things I like to talk about. Just because, like, I don't want things. I don't like things to end.
Yeah, but construction is going to end one day. Like, life ends one day. Things end one day.
Yeah, but I'll be good. I should be good by then, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. You leave something behind. Then you can drive around and see all the homes that you framed, that you built, that you were a part of.
In a Tesla.
Did that one, that one, that one. And Tesla.
In a Tesla.
In a Tesla.
No, it'll be a diesel. She won't let me get one, though, I don't think.
A Tesla?
No, a diesel.
Why not?
Because they're like 130K.
Oh, the trucks?
Yeah.
Ram, GM, or Ford?
GM.
They're 130 diesel? What, for the, Duramax?
For the one that I want, yeah. Ultimate or whatever. You can maybe get one at 115 brand new. But like, the payments are just stupid and I'm out of the... I used to live like this. Like, I need the flashy things.
What do they want you to put down and what do they expect you to pay monthly then at 130, 120, whatever it is?
Just to lease it, I think.
What are you putting down? Nothing
down.
So what's your payment? $2,000 a month?
Yeah.
That's just insane, man. That makes no sense. I don't care how much you're making money-wise as a tradesperson. That benefits GM
100%. Because as soon as you take it off the site, it's fucking half.
And now
price.
You're locked into a 3 or 5 year lease that they probably force you to roll over.
Yeah.
So you either got to buy it out or you got to buy another vehicle, which means you continue paying the same.
Like 2 years ago, I paid $90K for my truck, and now they will offer me $40K.
What's the difference between that GM model and the guy selling you weed? It's the same fucking system, man.
He wasn't selling... Well, I guess he was selling me weed. I guess, yeah.
True. No tradesperson today should be considering spending that much money on a pickup truck.
Yeah, and especially because I wouldn't even take it on the site. I just... She'd drive it, and I could drive it on the weekends. Like new truck every weekend.
That makes no sense, man.
I know.
Trucks need to have purpose, right?
I'm downgrading. I'm trying to.
But you don't need to... Like, listen, I... Go back to the 80s and 90s and buy pickup trucks that are like $2,000 or $4,000 and they run well. And
it's just an ego thing, I think.
Nobody will steal those older trucks.
No.
They'll steal yours. They'll steal that one.
Sure, take it.
How many people try to steal the TRXs?
Everyone, no. They're also 130 plus.
They just launched another one called War or some shit like that.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, that's just an invitation for theft, man. So why do you want that?
Why are they stealing Dodge and not... anything else?
Because they can get into a shipping container, get sent off to another country, and get three times the amount of it by somebody else. That's why.
Just Dodge?
I don't know. I heard a lot about the TRXs, Raptors, TRXs.
It's been even in my area, it's been all Rams. Like maybe they're easy to, yeah. I'm like, fuck, I'll leave the keys in mine. Take it.
Oh, so you're wishing that
I got full coverage on the negative equity and everything. Take the fucking thing. Gladly.
So just put a sign out then, man, on the windshield. Like everybody puts a sign out.
Insurance wouldn't like that, though.
Put a sign out. Listen, wink, wink. The keys might be in and around the vehicle somewhere.
Yeah. Tell me a time. I'll let it warm up for you, too. Right?
You won't get in trouble for that one.
No, hey, I don't know what happened.
Then you can get the GM.
Yeah, at a better deal.
All right, Chris, thanks so much, man, for making the time and jumping on the show.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks for having me.
Say hi to Brandon for me. I appreciate it, man.
Monday, I will do.
Will do. All right, thanks, man.
Thanks a bunch.
We're out of here.